Blog Talk Radio. Good evening, everyone. Good evening. How are you? Thank you for tuning in on this Monday night, July 3rd, the first Monday of the month of July 2017. Thank you again for being patient, waiting, and tuning in and staying tuned, because we did have some slight delays in this Monday night's program. We would like to say thank you again. Thank you, thank you, thank you for tuning in to the Ministry of Iron Sharpening Iron through Smile 3E, which is presented to you every Monday night at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time and or 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I am your host, Minister Sylvia Kaiser, and I would like to say good evening, happy day before the 4th of July, or we should say pre-4th weekend, where I'm sure you have all been eating barbecue, potato salad, spaghetti, and all the other gatherings and gettings and festivities for this holiday weekend. I want to say we have a guest speaker tonight, which is substituting for the woman of God, Dr. Serena Wright. Let's give God a great thank you and praise, hallelujah, because today is Dr. Wright's birthday, and she will be out celebrating another day, another year, another chance that God has given her on this green earth. So before we get into who the speaker is, which is another awesome woman of God and a friend of mine, I'm glad I can say friend. Let's go into prayer. God, we thank you for this evening, O Lord. We thank you for another chance to come before you to say, God, forgive us of every sin knowingly, or every sin willingly. God, oh, tonight I'm even going to say every sin that had been pre-orchestrated and every sin that we had knew we were going to commit. Forgive us, God, for where our heart is at this time, if it's not geared towards you, with you, and for you. God, we want to say thank you for allowing us to make it through this holiday weekend without getting harmed in any way necessary that the devil had assigned. God, we want to say thank you for allowing us to come together with our families, loved ones, and even to and from work, school, or the store, wherever we was going. God, we want to say thank you for looking over us, watching us, blessing us. God, we want to say thank you for our leaders with this ministry, Apostle Elect Cecilia Kaiser, Apostle Sandra Thomas. God, we want to just say thank you for all the elders and ministers, pastors, and prophets that is on this ministry line, that is assigned to this line. God, we want to just say thank you. Thank you for blessing our families. Thank you for blessing us coming in and going out. Thank you for blessing us when we're asleep. Thank you for blessing us when we're woke. Thank you for letting us be in our right mind, having the ability of all of our limbs. God, we could say thank you for so many things. If we could just say thank you 10,000 times or even more, God, that would not be enough. But God, we just want to say thank you. Thank you for blessing our homes, oh Lord, our vehicles, our cars, our jobs, everything that comes in contact with us, God. We ask you, God, to just keep your blood on us and our family, God. Heal every broken heart, God. Heal every body that's plagued with cancer, diabetes, whatever it is they're dealing with, Alzheimer's, whatever it is they're dealing with, God, we ask you for a healing right now. God, I'm not just asking for the healing of the body filled with cancer, but the cancer of the spirit, oh Lord. We're asking you to just cover your people, cover everybody that's saints, cover even, God, cover the ain'ts. God, we ask you to give everybody a heart, a mind, and a desire to love what you love, hate what you hate, and even the more, God, to want to be saved. And for those of us that are saved, God, to continually ask you to keep us delivered daily. And if you're not tired of delivering us, God, we're not tired of being delivered. God, there's so much I can ask you for and pray for right now. But God, I know the woman of God that's coming on is going to say a prayer also. So God, I'm just asking you to continue to bless America, north, south, east, west, and every other country, God. We just want to say amen. And for those of you all that's tuning into Blog Talk, please pass the word. They could call in every Monday night, Friday night, or Sunday morning to 310-861-2354. Repeat, 310-861-2354. So on that note, I want to introduce you to a friend of mine that I met many years ago, as the old folks would say, many, many moons ago. She is a very pleasant, sweet, an honest person that I know of. You know, I say that I know of. I'm not going to say what other people may say or other people have said, but for what I know, I just want to say I thank God for allowing me to meet her. She has been like a what you would call them, God sisters. You know, me and her haven't been real, real close. I could see like a blood sister, but she has been a God sister, been honest, and even been able to just talk to me like they would say, where it is. This is where it is right now. So I would just like to present to others and introduce to most of you all, Elder Kathy Kendall. Elder Kendall, are you on the phone with us tonight?
I am. God bless you. Minister Renee,
yes,
how are you?
I'm okay, and yourself. It's so pleasant and pleased to hear your voice. I'm going to turn it over into your hands and let God have his way, and I'm looking forward to the ministry that you will be bringing forth on tonight. Thank you.
Thank you. God bless you. We thank God for everyone that is involved with Iron Sharpen Iron, Apostle Kaiser, Minister Brandon, Minister Renee. We thank God for you, for your diligence, for your continuance in what God has put your hand to do. We thank God for all of the listeners that are on tonight. We want to say happy birthday to Dr. Serena Wright. We're not going to say how many of those years and moons she's celebrating, but we thank God for each and every one of them. Amen. You all, we're going to go right into the word and what God has given us. Sister Renee, I thank God for the prayer that you prayed. You all, we're going to continue in that same place, in that place of prayer. Father, thank you. Father, I desire to say what you've given to me in love to your people. God, that we would have ears to hear and a heart to receive and the will to obey. God, that I loose your spirit across these airways. God, the spirit of love, the spirit of time. God, that we would do things in time and in season. Not on time, God, but in time and in season. That we would be aware of the season that we're in. I thank you, God, that you're a God of restoration. That you're a God of another chance. That there's no circumstance or situation that we can find ourselves in that you're not able to change. That you'll go against scientific laws. You'll go against natural laws. Things that doctors say can't be done, you do. Things that man say can't be done, you've done. So we know that there's no limit to your ability and that you are the creator and that we are the creature. And we submit tonight to the words that you'll share with us, that they'll go into our hearts, God, and that it'll produce a harvest that we would be able to live thereby. In your Son Jesus' name, amen. It is good to be with the saints of God and to share his word. If you would go with me to the 1 John, the 4th chapter, and the 7th verse. That's 1 John, the 4th chapter, and the 7th verse. And it reads, Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God. And everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. In this was manifested the love of God toward us, because that God sent his only begotten Son into the world, that we might live through him. This is a very important verse. Herein is love, not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. Beloved, if God so loved us, we ought also to love one another. No man has seen God at any time. If we love one another, God dwelleth in us, and his love is perfected in us. Hereby know we that dwell in him, and he is in us, because he's given us of his Spirit. I am persuaded that we have used the word love to describe so many things that we have lost the weight, the seriousness, the responsibility, the conviction, the change that the word love can bring. Because God's love is in us, there ought to be a difference in how we, that how that love of God treat one another. If a husband loves his wife, but he doesn't take care of her, he doesn't pay the bills, he doesn't make sure that there's a roof over her head, if he never buys her any clothing, if he never compliments her, if she's gone and he doesn't see about her, if there's no concern, if there's no respect, eventually that woman is going to say, this man does not love me. In life, we have many different relationships. We have friendships. We have relatives, family, kinship, co-workers. We have supervisors, bosses. We have business relationships. And in each one of those relationships, we interact with one another on different levels. What my family can say to me, or what a friend of the gospel can say to me, a coworker may not be able to say to me. There's not the relationship there. Today I want you to hear me as your sister in the Lord. Today, I want you to hear God saying to us, where is my love in you? Because the Bible clearly states to us that no man has seen God at any time. If we love God that we've never seen, how much more should we love those that we have seen? Love is an action word. It will cause you to do some things. Love caused God to give his son for us. Love caused Jesus over 5,000 people. Love. Love wouldn't let him send them away hungry. That tells me that love will demonstrate concern and consideration. Love will make me think about you. The love of God will cause me to pray for you, intercede on your behalf. The love of God will cause me to stand in the gap for you. The love of God will not allow me to close up my bowels of compassion. The love of God. When we find ourselves busy in this world, when we find that the cares of this life are no longer being worn like a loose garment, it's time for us to stop and steal away and get quiet. Push that reset button. When the love that we know that we have inside of us is not manifesting on the outside, love will cause us to speak the truth to one another in love. Love will cause us to apologize sincerely. I am persuaded that it is the love of God that is in us and the love for God that will cause us to repent, that will cause a change to take place. Because God has been so good to us that we don't want to displease him. Really. The love of God. The love of God is chastening. The love of God is correction. The love of God won't allow me to see you in a place that I have the ability to help you be free and not speak the truth in love. The love of God will have me to tell you that your life is raggedy like Swiss cheese and not tell Sister Green Bean. The love of God will cause me to pick up the phone. The love of God will cause me to send a card. The love of God will cause me to call out your children's name. The love of God. When we find that that love is not manifesting the way that it used to, when we find that that love is dried up and not really seen, when we've got to dig for it, it's time to stop and push that reset button and get quiet and get away. And when I say get away, I don't necessarily mean a vacation. I mean to shut down the distraction of this life that seemed to try to make themselves larger, producing fruit of the King in our lives that can be seen and that's sustainable. We're going to jump over to chapter 5 for a moment. And it says, whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ, is born of God. And everyone that loveth him, that begot loved him, so that is begotten of him. By this we know that we love the children of God. When we love God, we keep his commandments. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments. And his commandments are not grievous. For whosoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Possible. What is it that we would not give to God? And normally our reply normally is there's nothing that I would not give to God, that everything I have belongs to him. But could he ask you for your Isaac? Could he ask you for a promise that he gave you that had manifested and he said, now give it back? Would you give it to him? The love of God. The love of God demonstrates trust. It demonstrates it. The love of God demonstrates trust by knowing that it's impossible for you to take advantage of me when I am obeying God. Irregardless of what you think, irregardless of what your premeditated motive may be, it's impossible for me to be taken advantage of when I'm doing what God said, because my reward comes from him. It's impossible for you to use me when I'm obeying God. It's impossible. But the love of God would demonstrate trust. Trust in who? Definitely not in man, because the Bible tells us not to lean on the arm of flesh. But I can trust that if God said do it, I'm good. But here is the part that sometimes I find we have a hard place with. What if I thought God told me to, and I was wrong? Or vice versa, what if I thought he said not to, and in actuality he said to do it? Do we really understand that God loves us so much that we're still covered? I'm not talking about practicing sin. I'm talking about the love of God that caused him to have penned in this book that all things work together for my good. Why? Because of love. Because he knew long ago that I was human and was going to make mistakes. But he doesn't leave us stuck in that place of mistakes. He doesn't. He does not leave us in a place where we cannot turn back to him and say, Father, you know, I messed that one up. And he not give us ways with an S on the end, out. Why? Because it's never his desire for us to fail. It's never for his desire for us to lose. Never. Which one of us would want to see our child fail, irregardless of what he or she had done? Which one of us would be willing to pronounce damnation over one of our children because of their continued behavior? Or would we have the heart of a mother, of a father, that says, this is the last time. He's not going to do that no more. She's not going to do that no more. When she stands up this time, she's going to keep standing. When he stands up this time, he's going to keep standing. Jesus standing on the side of the Father, pleading, interceding for us. Do you think he's interceding for our failure? No. The love of God. Is God chasing? Surely he does. And when we receive that chastening as dear son, that's how we're received. Well, how do you receive a chastening? How do you receive it? True. Well, Daddy, you're right. That's sure what I did. That's surely what I did. And I don't want to displease you. You know, God's love is so great for us that the apostle wrote, God forbid that grace abound that we continue in sin. You today to look at the manifestation of your love. Not what comes out of your mouth. Not the fantasy, dancing, unicornic thoughts that play in your mind. But the manifestation of your love for one another. Starting with yourself. Starting with yourself. The love of God is strong. The love of God hopes and believes all things. It does. The reason that it's easy to love one another is because in loving myself, I know how flawed Kathy is. And yet, God is still allowing his son to intercede for me. Look at the manifestation. Look at what you're actually doing. At the end of the year, when it's time to do my taxes, and I look at what I made versus what I gave, how does it come up? So far past the 10%. But are we giving like God has prospered us? I see people that can write checks, but they can't give time. The checks are good. The money will, the Bible says it answers all things. But is your love producing consideration? Is your love producing the benefit of the doubt? Is your love promoting self-righteousness? Look at the crop. Look at what your love is producing. Who are you interceding for? God of your sisters and brothers. Who are you standing in the gap for outside of your family? Does your love produce the attribute God? Does your love produce the attributes of Jesus? Or is it still something that's in your mind or in your mouth? And it's not something tangible yet. Are your conversations still not building brothers and sisters up? Are you like a chameleon? Do you change to the environment that you find yourself in? Or do you make the environment change by losing the love of God wherever you are? We're going to read this last verse one more time. This time I'm going to read it from the Amplified Bible. We're going to go back to the fourth chapter of John. First John, pardon me, the fourth chapter and the eighth verse. The one who does not love has not become acquainted with God, does not and never did know him. For God is love. He is the originator of love and is an enduring attribute of his nature. Pardon me. And it is an enduring attribute of his nature. I want to thank you for your time. I want to thank you for listening. Sister Renee, it's back to you.
Thank you, Lord, for the word on tonight. Thank you, Kathy, for bringing forth the word on tonight. I thank you for 1 John 4 and 7. And I thank you for verse 1 through 4 on in the 5th chapter. Thank you for letting us know that after so long of going through what you're going through, we have to understand that we need to push the reset button. And a lot of times people think the reset button only works on the articles we have in our home, like our modem on our internet, modem on your iPod, your printers, whatever. They think that's only what the reset button means. But no, sometimes we have to push the reset button in our life that says, God, I want to repent. God, I want to rededicate myself. God, I want to go back to my first love. God, I just need to have you accept me by resetting my duties, my diligence, my wants. God, that's why when I pray, God, give me the heart to love what you love and hate what you hate. We have to understand that God is love. I thank you for that. Because God loves us, we know that, like you said, I can trust him. If he said it, do it, I'm good. I remember one of our leaders in church, Sister Gibson, used to always say, if God said it, it's enough for me. You know, I remember that. I remember hearing a lot of things the old saints used to say about how we could trust in God. And like you said, if God said it, I'm good. God never gives up on us because he don't desire to see us fail or to lose. And just knowing that, Elder Kathy, I thank God for knowing God said we win. I thank you for God just giving us the heart to know if he trusted me with everything in you, in what you don't have in you, if he just asked me, if you trust that I'll take care of you, I'll see you through, God is going to take care of us. And I love that. I love the fact to know that if don't nobody else got my back, God got my back. He's my beginning. He's my end. He's my everything. I thank God for being God in my life and not being like man, because man ain't going to forgive you when you mess up. And I just thank God for being God. So I'm saying all that to give people a chance to get their praise on, get through their praise, and to just come on the line and just speak in words of encouragement and just speak into your life and tell you how much they blessed you by being here, because it was a blessing for them to be on the line to listen, and it was a blessing for them to sit back and hear what the Word of God was saying to the body of Christ on tonight. I'm asking Minister Brandon to open the line so the people could just speak into your life, because if not, they don't know. I'm anointed to talk, and I would just go on and on and on of saying how blessed I was on tonight of hearing Elder Kathy Kendall speak on pushing the reset button. So the lines are open, and I'm hoping that you all could get through and speak into this woman of God's life. Let's go, people. Minister Brandon, our line's open. Okay, well, I'm assuming Minister Brandon has opened the lines. If not, I know he was making arrangements to pick up Apostle Elect Cecilia Kaiser at the airport, and I'm just not for sure if he was able to get to the phones to open them up in time. But I'm just, God, I'm just trusting you that your word went out tonight and did what it was supposed to do. And I know for a fact before Elder Kendall take it back, she would add more to it. I just want to say to Kathy, miss you. Thank you for being here. Thank you for stepping in on Dr. Bright's behalf. Thank you for just allowing everyone to hear and know what you have been put, you know, in authority to do, and that's to give forth instructions on following God's will. So is there anything else that you would like to say to the saints tonight, Pastor? You didn't notice I called you Pastor.
I did notice that.
Okay.
Minister Renee, we can pray and if the lines are, whether the lines are open or not, I just want to pray with the people of God that possibly have been convicted, and we can go ahead from there.
Okay, I will love that.
Father, we thank you for each and every person, God, that's listening on tonight. Father, anyone that has been convicted in their heart, that they would take this time, God, to come to you. God, submitting their will to you. God, choosing to be able to push the reset button. God, to be able to say, here I am. Here's my hands and my feet. Here's my heart, God. Do what you would do. Here are the reins of my heart. Have your way, God. Father, that we would surrender everything we have to you. Father, whether it's monetarily, whether it's physically, our time, our emotions. Father, we give it all to you.
Yes, Lord.
God, and we ask in your precious Son Jesus' name that wherever deliverance is needed, that you deliver.
Yes,
God, that wherever cutting away is needed, that you would cut away.
Yes.
God, we come against every spirit of selfishness and self-centeredness, and we command it to leave in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus, yes, God.
And we loose the peace of God across these airways. We come against the spirit of fear. God, we come against the love of man in the name of Jesus. Father, and we thank you that there's none greater than you. Hallelujah. God, thank you for ruling and reigning. Thank you for another opportunity. Create in us a clean heart and renew a right spirit in us, oh God, that we can continue to walk, Father, in the place of obedience. That today is the day that we make the decision, God, to give everything to you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen and amen and amen. Thank you, Elder Kendall, for that. Thank you for the prayer. Thank you for the word. Thank you for being available. Thank you for letting God use you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I can't say thank you enough. I'm praying for the safe arrival of Apostle-elect Cecilia back into the Chicagoland area. I'm praying for the healing and miraculous healing of Apostle Sandra Thomas. I'm praying for all of the elders that we are affiliated with, we are in touch with, that we are under. I'm just praying for God's people. Even the ones that is walking in his will and the ones that's running from his will, that the ones that are walking, they stay on the path of righteousness. And for the ones that are running, they're going to run in a circle until they have to run back to God. I'm just praying for God to just touch us in every way, touch us every how, that we have to know that we know that we know that no matter what, at the end of the day, we have to say God is God.
Yes.
God, I just thank you for the ability to be able to confess and speak out loud that you are God and you are God alone. You don't need any help, but you said you will be a help to the helpless. God, and I'm asking you right now in all of my areas that I need help in, God. Again, I say, if you're not tired of delivering me, I'm not tired of being delivered. And I know that I need deliverance on a daily basis. Because I am human, and I know sometimes I fall short of doing what I have to do. But, God, I'm just asking you to put that urge, that eager, and that willingness and the quickness in my spirit to get about your business. I want to thank God for this ministry that has allowed me to be a part of, and I want to let the people know that's listening. I made it sure I have an urgency in my spirit. It just seemed like every Monday some get in the way or try to make me get busy, but I stop and say, oh, no, between 8 and 9 p.m., I'm not available. And I'm asking God to put that in the people's heart, that when they got to get about God's business at a set time, they have to be able to say, I'm not available. Because for God, I will, and I am. So I'm going to just say we're going to close out tonight with prayer for the people to say get a hunger in your heart for God. Get a hunger in your heart for God. And ask God to bless you to retain the word, that you won't forget it, you won't lose it, and you won't try to overlook it. But yes, it was for you. Amen.
Amen.
So do you want to end a prayer out, or was that the prayer you wanted to end with? Or
that's the prayer I wanted to end with.
I thank you again, Elder. We're going to say to the people, please call back on every Monday night between hours of 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time to listen to Blog Talk. Please don't forget us on every Friday night. You can hear Elder Kendall again from 9 p.m. Central Standard Time or 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. That's Elder Kathy Kendall with God Still Heals. Please call in on Sunday mornings to start your morning off right at 7 a.m. Central Standard Time, 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time with Apostle-elect Cecilia Kaiser and Minister Brandon Kaiser with Let's Talk. Do not forget our foundational scripture, which is Matthew 6 and 33, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. So we want to say thank you for listening again for Blog Talk, because it is a service that's none like any other, and you will be blessed, have been blessed, and going to be blessed. We want to say thank you for tonight. Amen, amen, and amen, and good night, people. Thanks again, Elder Kendall. Love you, and thank you again, and be blessed.
Love you. Good night.
Okay, bye-bye.